I'm the sports professor, Rick Haro, and this is Beyond the Scoreboard, the top issues in business, law, marketing, deal making in a trillion-dollar business. We cover the headlines, but also we go inside the business of sports, my Harvard Law, Harvard Business background, impacting what it really means for New England sports fans, for all the major teams and all of the other events as well. Some inside stuff you might not get elsewhere. If you want the full published list of our stuff every week, go to csnne.com. But also join us on iTunes, look for us on Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, and the like. Look at some of the big issues this week. Major League Baseball found itself a new streaming partner in Facebook. MLB and Facebook are looking to at least live stream one game per week during the upcoming season. It could be a key win as the social media platform looks to offer more live sports. NFL, other deals with Twitter, pushed Facebook to sign deals with owners of sports rights to live stream their game, going after audiences that other social media platforms are trying to try to tap into as well. I don't know if we knew this, but it would complement Facebook's live streaming of Liga MX matches, global basketball games, table tennis. How about that? And Facebook continues to increase its product line, market reach, and global penetration. Look for more international live stream deals in the year ahead. And as it relates to the New England fan, another example of bringing baseball to the masses, Red Sox fans can look forward to streaming games on Facebook and other devices, bringing their team closer to them in the years ahead. How about the NFL Combine is just around the corner and top prospects getting ready to prove their value to executives and scouts. Fans getting ready to enjoy the NFL Combine experience. Lucas Oil committed through 2020. City ready to put on a show. Up to $10 million in economic impact. And the event, the weekend, 31st anniversary of the Combine being held in Indy. Top prospects like UNC's Mitch Trubisky, who could be the number one pick, stated he plans on throwing at the evaluation. Well, good for him. But other people will be playing as well, showing their wares for the NFL interview in underwear. Long-term stability leads to enhanced economic impact for Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Colts, while the draft, Pro Bowl, and Super Bowl continue on their national rotations. And my take is look for the Combine to solidify its strong roots in Indiana. What does it mean to New England? Patriots focusing on their prize as the last draft pick in each round. Usually the success of the system dictates a successful draft for them. Clearly the best in the business. And also with the draft rotating to and from certain cities, can the Combine be far behind? It's in Indy through 2020, but would Boston be in the game as part of a regular rotation for everything else? Maybe even the Super Bowl. Duke's men basketball continues to push the ball up court by improving fan engagement via the newest release of something called hashtag Duke MBB Stats. But it's not just Duke, it's potentially for every stat geek in the universe and beyond. Product is the database of men's basketball stats. Every student athlete who ever played for Duke men's basketball dating back to 1906. Site powered by SAP's HANA Cloud database and developed by Duke's analytics partner LSI Consulting. Ryan Craig, the executive director of digital strategy for Duke Athletics, created a collaborative project plan, included Duke undergrads and Fuqua students to design and build the site. Baseline box score stats, Sport VU integrated shot charts available, and get this academia. They're talking about computational journalism, player insight, analytics, player comparison, create your own infographics, formulaic, advanced metrics, and more. Don't know what that means, but I'm a stats geek, so I like it. And my take is that it's yet another example of technology and creativity in a future of sports affecting the on-field performance and off-field experience. And what it means to the New England fan, a successful rollout of this process might mean every major college basketball program in New England and otherwise have a new statistical system to bring to their fans and supporters. By the way, Sloan MIT, the analytics conference put on every year, we'll cover that gavel to gavel, a whole bunch of people dealing with the NFL, Major League Baseball, other sports, and way beyond. the Kraft Analytics folks, a key sponsor, talking to them as well. New House Bill 2 in place, the ACC still reluctant to award any championship games to North Carolina. The ACC plans on announcing future conference championship sites in May, but North Carolina in limbo. In September, remember, they pulled all the conference championship games from the state from 16-17 season in the wake of HB2's instatement, just as the NBA pulled the 2017 All-Star game and moved it to New Orleans. It won't be a situation like last year, says John Swofford, when they're caught at the last minute. And North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said he needs House Bill 2 to be repealed by the end of February so the state doesn't lose out on future NCAA championships. And my take is this. After the successful New Orleans All-Star weekend, North Carolina should clearly understand the necessity of political changes to continue to attract all industries and not just sports. And what does it mean to New Englanders? Well, Massachusetts will probably never have to worry about losing events because of political missteps. Nonetheless, surely the politicians watching the repercussions of losing hundreds of millions of dollars of economic impact because of political decisions. And the last chapter certainly hasn't been written. Let's go overseas. The race to land the 2024 Olympics just got smaller. Hungary's decision to withdraw Budapest's bid. The Hungarian government formally announced the decision, saying a lack of political and national unity, translated into dollars, dollars, and dollars. The referendum submitted to 250,000 signatures in a petition demanding a further vote in Budapest, and they decided not to take the chance. Now, only two powerhouse candidates remain, Paris and L.A. Rome was one of the final candidates, but they withdrew a month ago. Hamburg, 2 years ago, and a formal decision to host set for September. As it currently stands, bookmakers have Paris as the favorite, L.A. as a close runner-up. But here's my take. The choice now comes down to a philosophical one between a city long proven its ability to host an Olympics with minimal disruption and maximum long-term legacy. That's L.A., compared to a city boasting a romantic return to Europe and a celebration of the economic tradition and history. That's Paris. It'll be close. But what does it mean to the bystanders in New England? Does Boston look smarter withdrawing their bid before L.A. took it on? Or might it have been a real opportunity to bring the games back to the U.S. after a long lapse? Maybe Los Angeles will find out. Next, we go to golf. The PGA Tour, under Commissioner Jay Monahan, pushing hard to better the fan experience, including creating a more customizable viewing experience. The initiatives will allow, get this, viewers to call up leaderboards and stats at will, compare players' performances versus the field, virtually immerse themselves in situations like hitting shots at the 16th of the Waste Management Phoenix Open. How about drinking with the crowd also? The tour transitioning to the next generation of ShotLink, generating more extensive data on players' performances more quickly. ShotLink Plus, a complete overhaul of the system. New stats on various types of putts, uphill, downhill, pushes, yips, slices, no. Putts breaking to the right or left, or right-handed players or left-handed players. Here's my take. It's a big deal. Since pro golf mostly consumed on TV, keeping abreast of the immersive technology critical to capturing the next generation of golf fans. And how about the New Englander? The fan experience is paramount. And look for a new list of fan improvements and other major promotions under the Monahan era when the FedEx playoffs come to New England later this year. Baseball and the rate of play, a big talk in MLB lately, significant changes finally coming to the game. MLB and the Players Association agreed to make intentional walks automatic and discussing several other issues to the game, as we've heard. Rob Manfred publicly criticizing the players' union. Talks between the both sides are also always ongoing, as they need to be, by the way. Among the leading topics, putting a 2-minute limit on replay changes, implementing a 30-second limit for managers to decide whether to challenge calls or not. And players believe that new rule changes to speed up games will cause, in their words, so much collateral damage to the sport, the game will become unrecognizable. Well, that's their position. If you put a clock on baseball, you take away the sanctity of the game and the character of it, said Rangers catcher Jonathan Lucroy. I understand trying to speed up the game to create more action, but this ain't football. Well, my take is Rob Manfred attempted to put his immediate stamp on the future of the game, and armed with studies and focus groups featuring preferences for millennials, good for him. And for New Englanders, an attempt to quicken the game has to be handled carefully. Red Sox fans and other long-standing baseball fans are sophisticated enough to rebel against any major changes that affect the integrity of the game. Stay tuned. This ain't over. Now we go to basketball. Instead of extending an offer of over $200 million, the Kings, as we remember, elected to trade All-Star center DeMarcus Cousins to the Pelicans. Kings cited a desired culture change, but really grew tired of Cousins' constant issues on the court. And the team's entire basketball operations side was part of the decision, it is said, and the move marks a complete reboot for the Sacramento-based franchise. Reboot, 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 and reboot again. They stepped into the Golden 1 Center, but they aren't playing any better. We're going to play hard. We're going to play with a lot of fun and improve every day and try to compete and try to make the playoffs, says Vlade Divac, the basketball op and general manager. But if not, we're setting up ourselves in a good place to move forward, he says. My take is this, like the trade or not, the Kings end up with more long-term assets while the Pelicans create a clearer path to short-term relevance. It now remains to be seen whether either or both can take advantage of the opportunities. And as it relates closer to home, the Celtics face an ongoing decision, always, of immediate competitiveness versus long-term stability. The new salary cap money for next year, which will be huge, will make the choice even more difficult. And obviously, the Celtics hold a long-term tradition of deliberate and enlightened management and building through the draft and development of those players. Let's see how the Pelicans acquisition plays out in the long term in the NBA. The Celtics certainly have their way of doing business. Now we go to a sport that I guess really is a sport, esports. Increasingly popular in recent years, now they got their own arena. Toronto-based Millennial Esports set to open a 15,000-square-foot esports arena in Vegas. The facility opens with a three-day Halo tournament. The arena, first of its kind, features a 200-seat arena with stadium-style seating in a main room for up to 500 people with a stage, green room, and VIP room. Basketball stadiums, indoor arenas, recently been converted to esports stadiums for tournaments, but this one is a sports-specific facility. Unbelievable interest for the 35 million people that continue to like this kind of sport. It also has a concession stand, why not, and a merchandise area, why not, where fans can purchase tough-to-find video game-related items, why not. And my take is this, esports now reaching tens of millions of people, becoming the fastest-growing sport on the planet, and cynics who predicted its niche demise now attempting to hop on an ever-expanding bandwagon. And as it relates to New Englanders, the fastest-growing sport in the planet, look for all esports events at college and professional arenas all over New England in the not-too-distant future. You don't believe it? You better. Topgolf transformed the Seattle Mariners ballpark, Safeco Field, into that exactly that. A top golf facility. The global sports and entertainment giant introduced their new Crush product last week, bringing the revolutionary driving range concept to the areas that aren't lucky enough to be in one of their 34 locations. The Seattle Times said baseball season only 6 weeks away. 6,000 people cycled through Safeco over President's Day weekend to experience Topgolf, a six-target fusion of bowling and darts at the driving range, and Topgolf's Top Tracer technology, now used on the PGA Tour, has launched golf into the digital age. Safeco Field, the first stadium to introduce Topgolf Crush, especially a pop-up version of the game. And it won't be the last. The game will next visit Camping World Stadium in Orlando in March. My take is obvious. A great example of a global sports and entertainment community that puts a different spin on golf and breathes fresh air into the sport. How about for New England fans, golf at Fenway or Gillette? Months ago, it was considered impossible. Now, look for a national rotation and maybe a surprise for New England golf fans. A lot more issues this week, but that's basically the top 10 for New England fans, and it only gets better. If you want to see more, again, Google Play, Audio Boom, iTunes feed, csnne.com for our published text. And mostly we'll deal with interviews as well as the top issues each week as we go forward. Won't you join me when we go Beyond the Scoreboard?